Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Pentagon has announced the shipment of $100 million in military aid to Ukraine. It's part of the $40 billion package just approved by Congress. Press Secretary John Kirby says that future U.S. aid to Ukraine could include heavy artillery, such as howitzers.
We know that the majority, vast majority of the howitzers that we have sent, just the ones we have sent, are actually on the front lines in various places in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians are using them and using them quite effectively.
Kirby says the U.S. receives constant communication from Ukraine regarding what that nation needs to defend itself against Russia. The international community for the Red Cross says it's registering Ukrainian soldiers who've left a bombed-out steel plant complex in Russian-occupied Mariupol. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv that Russia is detaining those soldiers.
The ICRC says in a statement that its staff began registering Ukrainian soldiers emerging from the Azovstal steel plant on Tuesday. The evacuation is ongoing. Registering the soldiers helps the Red Cross keep track of them. The Ukrainian soldiers are now prisoners of war. Russian troops transported them in buses to a prison colony in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian soldiers became national heroes for fighting Russian forces for more than 80 days in a last stand for the port city of Mariupol. Russia says the soldiers, many of whom are wounded, surrendered. Ukrainian authorities are declining to comment. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
In Oklahoma, lawmakers have approved a bill that bans nearly all abortions immediately after the governor signs it. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, it is the latest in a series of abortion measures approved in Oklahoma.
The bill approved by Oklahoma lawmakers prohibits all abortions from the moment of fertilization. The only exceptions are to save a pregnant woman's life or for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest, if they've been reported to law enforcement. Just over 2 weeks ago, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a separate law banning most abortions after about 6 weeks. Both laws would rely for enforcement on allowing private citizens to bring lawsuits against people suspected of violating them. Oklahoma also has a so-called trigger ban on the books that would take effect if the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision is overturned. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending a COVID booster shot for children ages 5 to 11 at least 5 months after they've been fully vaccinated. The recommendation comes days after the Food and Drug Administration authorized a third shot of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children. A COVID booster is already recommended for everyone in the U.S. over the age of 12. This is NPR News. House Democrats have voted to ban price gouging by oil companies. The measure allows President Biden to declare an energy emergency, preventing companies from sharply increasing prices for gasoline and home fuel. The measure goes to the U.S. Senate, where its future is uncertain. U.S. gasoline prices soared above $4 a gallon after Russia invaded Ukraine. The average price for regular unleaded has reached $4.42 a gallon, according to AAA. Canada is banning Huawei and other Chinese companies from its 5G wireless networks. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, senior cabinet ministers cite national security and cybersecurity concerns as the reasons why.
Ottawa's public safety minister and the Minister of Innovation and Science say telecom companies in Canada will not be allowed to include any products or services from Huawei or ZTE in their 5G networks, and any providers that already have their equipment will have to remove it by 2024. The government says it has serious concerns about Huawei and ZTE being, quote, compelled to comply with extrajudicial directions from foreign governments in ways that would conflict with Canadian laws or be counter to Canadian interests. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino says new laws are also coming to protect Canada's telecom system against national security risks. Critics say the government should have acted sooner. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
When Wall Street stocks tumbled to close down a fraction, the Dow lost 236 points, the Nasdaq fell 29, and the S&P 500 dipped 22 points. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.